First Up. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, January 10th. Coming up.
Did mine not been able to get out to a degree, but now it's at the stage where we have to.
Final day of freeze after more sub-zero temperatures overnight and...
Why was there no water in the hydrants, Governor?
Literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be.
Nine now dead after California fires. Plus, we've all viewed the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, temperatures dipped well below zero again overnight as an orange warning for low temperatures and ice remains in place for 15 counties. Roads will be dangerous for drivers, with the rest of the country under a yellow warning for ice until midday. The National Emergency Coordination Group is focused on getting those still without power or water reconnected as soon as possible. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather says it'll be very chilly this morning.
A very icy morning in many parts of the country, especially away from the southwest, where there is some rain, sleet and snow falling, but very low temperatures still further north in the country.
Authorities in Los Angeles are tackling a fresh fire, which has broken out overnight near the West Hills area, prompting further evacuations. Officials have confirmed 9 people have now died, with thousands of buildings destroyed as flames sweep across tens of thousands of acres of California. It's understood the latest blaze is being investigated by police as arson. Journalist Eve Barlow is among those who've had to flee their home.
It's like living inside a disaster movie. And I woke up yesterday morning and my morning light was, there was no light, first of all, it was black. This apocalyptic view of ash and big, thick plumes of smoke.
Joe Biden has told California Governor Gavin Newsom to spare no expense in tackling the blazes. He also said additional generators will be brought in to avoid water shortages.
Utilities understandably shut off power because they're worried the lines that carry the energy were going to be blown down and spark additional fires.
To other news now, and 2024 was the warmest year on record. The EU's Climate Change Monitoring Service says it was the first to exceed 1.5 degrees above the pre-industrial era. Ben Finnegan reports.
Since 2016, when the Paris Accord was signed, countries have been committed to ensuring temperatures don't go 1.5 degrees above the pre-industrial era. That commitment has now been broken. Copernicus from the EU says human-made climate change is the reason for extreme air and sea temperatures, which is causing more severe weather events around the world, including in Ireland. The data shows the 10 warmest years on record, which date back more than 170 years, were in the past decade. In Europe specifically, 2024 was the warmest year on record, while there was also temperature records set for both spring and summer last year, while concentrations of carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere reached record levels as well last year. The head of Copernicus has said humanity is in charge of its own destiny, and decisive action can still alter the trajectory of the planet's climate.
The Taoiseach is to get an update later on the ongoing impact of the closure of Holyhead Port in Wales. Simon Harris will speak later with the First Minister of Wales. Ferry services at the port have been suspended since Storm Dara at the start of December. The port operator Stena Line has now confirmed a partial reopening of the Port of Holyhead on January 16th. Mortgage approvals for first-time buyers reached record highs in November last year. Figures from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland reveal approval volumes and values were at their highest annualised levels since data began in 2011. First-time buyers account for 60% of the total volume of mortgages. Brian Hayes, chief executive of the BPFI, says overall mortgage approvals amounted to €1.3 billion.
The figures are positive in terms of the monthly earn on mortgage approvals for November. Just over 4,400 mortgage approvals were approved by the banks and non-banking sector in Ireland. And that represents in value terms about €1.3 billion. Whilst they're down month on month, they're up across the year as a whole.
A new watershed ban on drink advertising on TV and radio comes into force today. The ban means no advertisements for alcohol products on TV from 3 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on radio on weekdays from 3 p.m. to 10 a.m. the following morning. Alcohol Action Ireland CEO Dr. Sheila Gilheeny says the ban is crucial to protect children from alcohol marketing and advertising.
But it has been a long call, a long wait for this legislation to finally come into action. Right now, we know that Diageo is a number four broadcast advertiser to children. So it's imperative, really, that we have legislation like this, which is really designed to protect our young people from the predatory marketing of the alcohol industry.
A late bid to delay Donald Trump's sentencing in a hush money case has been rejected by the US Supreme Court. The president-elect will find out his punishment later today for attempting to cover up payments to an adult film actress. He's already been told he won't face jail time. Mr. Trump says he'll appeal the case and is confident that justice will prevail. In entertainment news, one of the stars of Gavin and Stacey has raised over €36,000 for charity with a prized memento of the show. Robert Wilford, who plays Stacey's brother Jason, asked all his co-stars to sign his script of the final ever episode of the hit series. He's given the autographed copy to Inclusive Theatre Company Theatre Shed, who'd been selling tickets to raffle it off next week. The Welsh actor explains why he wanted to support the organisation.
I really wanted to try and raise money for something that was to do with the arts and allowed young people access to the arts. So I thought if we could raise some money, I thought we'd have a little bit of interest, but the interest has been absolutely incredible.
And in sport, in soccer, Seamus Coleman admits it was a bit surreal to be on the sideline as co-interim manager for Everton's win against Peterborough last night. Coleman and Leighton Baines were placed in charge for the 2-0 victory in the FA Cup's third round following the sacking of Sean Dyche. The Republic of Ireland defender told Everton TV it was a whirlwind day at the club.
I think I was supposed to be on the bench tonight, but it changed quickly. But I always say, whatever Everton need from me, I'm going to be there. And tonight they needed me to stand beside Leighton and help him. And I was more than happy to do so. And I think it was good for the lads to get a win as well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.